And girls, I believe our sisterhood in 2018 is actually called to be spiritually potent.
Welcome from sunny South Africa. The following message is from Hillsong Church, South Africa. We pray that this message will truly bless and encourage you.
Amen. Father, I pray that would be our reality this year, that you would make new wine out of us. That, Father, the old flames would go. And Lord, today will be a new beginning for all of us. Lord, I do believe it's chapter 2. I believe it's chapter 2, 10 years in. We're going on to chapter 2. And Father, I pray for every girl's heart in the room. Lord, that together we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Lord, we will be a force to be reckoned with. Lord, touch every heart. Lord, set everybody free so all of us can be who we're called to be. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's a beautiful song, hey? Did you love that? Making new wine out of us. Get rid of the old flames and let's have some new flames. So I'm really honored to be able to bring the word this morning. It is our vision morning for sisterhood for 2018. And I'm so grateful for all of you because I believe that God has got an agenda this morning. Already God is moving. If you know, you can tell, hey, already God is moving. He's already doing so much in all of our locations. I'm sure it's exactly the same. Already God is moving. But I believe this morning in my message, he has something he has to say to us. Okay, I'm only the voice today. And I believe today he wants to say something to your heart. Okay, are you ready for this? So get your notebooks and get your pens. I'm going to talk fast. I'm going to get through it, and then we're going to pray at the end. It's going to be awesome. Okay, what I believe God wants to say to us as the Sisterhood of South Africa is this. I believe today he wants to reawaken the leadership call upon your life. Okay, girls, you're helping me preach today. That was really good. God would like to reawaken the leadership call upon your life. That is what he wants to do. He's going to reawaken that. I believe he's going to remind you today that you are called to lead. Everybody say, I am called to lead. And then I believe he wants you to remove anything that is going to stop you from doing that. Because for too long, girls, I have doubted myself in the years gone past. Not anymore. Not today, devil. Not today. Not today. We need to sing that song. Not today, devil. We sang that in the prison. Not today, devil. And I'm like, yeah. Man, I was going crazy. I was like stomping on things. The team that was with me, I think they were like, okay, she's lost it. She's actually lost it. I was like, that's exactly what we're saying. Not today, devil. Because too long he's tried to hold us back. And so, girls, we're removing anything, isn't that right, that would try to stop us. Because this year, 2018, I've called my message, this is the year to lead. Everybody say lead. Lead. So this is what we're doing. We're reawakening the leadership call. We're reminded today that God has got called us to lead, and we are removing anything that would try and get in the way. So say those words with me. We're reawakening the leadership call. We're being reminded today that God's called us to lead, and removing anything that would stop us. It could be shyness, it could be fear, it could be inferiority, it could be intimidation, it could be not knowing what to do. Well, we're going to solve all of those problems today, and you're going to remove every excuse, and together I feel like we're all saying, not today, devil. Everybody get your two fingers. Say, not today, devil. Not on my watch. We are ready. You're under our feet. And we can't wait to stomp on your head. Amen. Amen. Okay, this has been a big week. I could say anything. But that's what I feel he wants to say. I'm not asking you today to say, I'm not asking you to join a volunteer team and become a leader. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to lead. See, if I think of the word leader, I often think of the word position. Comes up here. If I think of the word leader, I think of position. But if you lead, it's never about a position. It's always about impacting people. If I think of the word leader, I usually think of, oh, leader, it's a role. But I'm not asking you to fulfill a role. I'm asking you to build relationship. If I think of leader, I often think of a title. Are they the leader? But I'm not asking you to take up a title. I'm asking you to take up your cross. If I think of the word leader, it's about someone giving you opportunity. But I'm not telling you about an opportunity. I'm asking you to seize every opportunity that comes your way. If I think of the word leader, I usually think of a function. But I'm not asking you to fulfill a function. I'm asking you to fulfill the call upon your life. And you know what, girls? No matter what personality type you have, no matter how you feel today, I have to tell you this, that every single one of you is called to lead. And God would like to remind you of that today. And He would like to reawaken that leadership call in your heart. See, at the beginning of the year, or last year, Pastor Bobby Houston, our senior pastor, received a prophetic word. When I say prophetic word, I mean just a word from God. She received a word from God from a gentleman called Steve Penny. Many of us know and love Steve. And it was just a one-minute word. I'm going to play it to you. So why don't you have a look at the screen and see this word that Pastor Bobby received.
I just heard something in my heart for Bobby. Phenomenal work God's done. But it's like next year is a God shift. But you're going to find many of the women that you've sown into end up in places of high influence. And they're going to be alongside kings and rulers and business and everything else. And those women will literally be there as change agents for good. And literally you'll find cities and rulers and people in leadership start to be changed and impacted by women that have been mobilized by the power of God.
Okay, how good is that? When I heard that word, I'm like, this word is not just for Bobby. It's for us. It says there's going to be women alongside you. Are we alongside her? That's why you have to be at Colour. It's like I have to, because we're alongside. We are these women. And I believe God is reawakening the leadership call. So I'm inviting our sisterhood right across Africa in all of our locations I'm inviting you to lead this year and step into that space of leadership for 2018. If you desire that, shout amen. Amen. So how are we going to do this? I believe there's three ways, girls, that we are going to do this. Three ways that we're going to let 2018 be the year we lead. Number one is we are going to be a catalyst creator. Everybody say catalyst creator.
Catalyst creator.
Now say it again, like catalyst creator. That is what I believe we're called to this year, is to be a catalyst creator. What is a catalyst? Well, this is what the dictionary says about a catalyst. It says it's a chemical reaction that happens quickly without itself being changed. Or it's an event or a person that encourages progress and causes great change in the lives of others. So, girls, I believe in 2018, we are called to be catalyst creators. So, this is some blue food colouring. This is a catalyst. It's not quite a chemical, but it's similar. And then this is the areas that God has called us to impact. See, if I take this little bit of food colouring, all I need to do is a tiny little drop. Just one little drop, and look what happens. Oh, that was a bigger drop than I had anticipated. There's more, yeah. Look what instantaneously starts to happen. I'm going to rest this glass on the table next to me. You will see in a minute, it will be completely blue. Because what is happening? This food colouring is acting as a catalyst. And do you know, girls, I believe that's exactly what God wants to do with our lives. He wants you to go into certain environments and certain situations with different people groups, different businesses, people of influence, people who are very challenged, people who are hurting and broken, people who are very wealthy. Every sphere, God wants us to go in. And He wants us to be like this blue food coloring. One word, one mention, one encouragement. Who knows? knows what it could be. But your life is going to be much like this. You will be a catalyst for change in 2018. So when you find yourself in circumstances, just remember the food colouring. Oh, that's right. I'm the food colouring. I'm the one who's making a difference. Tiny dot, massive difference. I'm going to tell you about three ladies in the Bible who were catalyst creators. Are you ready for this? First woman in the Bible was the woman with the camels. Everybody say woman with the camels. Woman with the camels. Okay, now this is an amazing story. Because in the Bible, there's a man called Abraham. Abraham is known as the father of faith. And Abraham has a son. And his name is Isaac. And Abraham also has a servant. And Abraham said to his servant, I want you to go and find a wife for my son Isaac. And so the servant said, I would love to honor my master, so I am going to gather 10 men, 10 camels, and I'm going to go and I'm going to search for a wife for Isaac. And Abraham said to his servant, you can't just bring any person, any wife back. You have to find a wife of noble character. You have to find a classy wife. You know, one of the sisterhood women. Like one of those girls. They're the kind of girls you need to find. And so he sends out the servant. We're going to pick the story up in Genesis 24. Look at this together. He goes out and then he says this. The servant says, then he prayed, Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a young woman, please let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca, everybody say Rebecca. Yeah. Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The woman was very beautiful and a virgin. No man had slept with her. See, God loves detail. That's why women are his favorites. She went down to the spring, she filled her jar, and then she came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, oh, please give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she says. And quickly she lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels too, until they had had enough to drink. And so she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran back to the well to draw more water. She drew enough water for all of the camels. There's a picture going to go up on the screen of all of these camels. They said in the scripture that there was 10 camels. Now, what is profound about this story is in order to feed 10 camels with water, that would have taken approximately 250 gallons of water. It would have been about 940 liters, which would have taken her hours to do this job. So we're talking about being a catalyst, a catalyst creator. Rebecca here was a catalyst creator, and she didn't even know it. So why was she a catalyst creator? Because of this. It said that when she arrived, she came out with a jar on her shoulder, ready to greet the man with his camels. I mean, the jar would not have looked blue and it would have probably been way bigger. But nonetheless, what was she doing? She was prepared. She lived prepared and ready for what was about to come her way. And girls, I just have a feeling if we're going to be catalyst creators this year, that we actually have to live prepared and ready for what God has for us. Then it says here, then we learn from her life that she chose not to sit back and observe the situation, but she chose to get in there and serve. She chose not to be inhospitable, but she actually chose to be incredibly helpful. She chose not to do what was right in front of her, but rather she chose to be very helpful. She chose here not to let fear of the task that was ahead of her stop her, but she chose, I'm going to work hard and I'm going to commit to what it is in front of me. She had one agenda in this story. Her one agenda was to show kindness and to be helpful. Do you know Rebecca was a catalyst creator because of these things? She said, I'm going to serve, I'm going to be helpful, I'm going to be hospitable, I'm going to stoop down, I'm not going to allow my nobility. She would have been a woman of noble character. She would have probably been very wealthy, but she wasn't allowing anything to stop her from saying, come on, I am ready, I am here to serve, I would love to help you, I'm going to bend down and I am going to do what I can for you. And girls, she became a catalyst creator. And I believe in 2018, God is calling us, the sisterhood of Africa, to be catalyst creators, much like the woman and the camels. We've just got to have a spirit. See, the thing with her life, listen to this, is she was willing. She was willing. Girls, if we are willing, everybody say willing.
Willing.
Say willing.
Willing.
Close your eyes and say willing.
Willing.
Willing. If we're willing, you know, God is going to use us in a great way. He's going to use us in a great way, because if you open your eyes, there is need on every corner. And if we are willing, God is going to use us this year. The woman with the camels was a catalyst creator. The second woman who is a catalyst creator is the woman with the oil. The woman with the oil. I love this woman. Let's have a look at her life in Mark chapter 14. It says this. Jesus was at Bethany, and a guest of Simon the Leper. While he was eating dinner, a woman came up carrying a bottle of very expensive perfume. This is a bottle of perfume. This is actually a nice perfume. This is, have you smelt the perfume Lovely by Sarah Jessica Parker? This is that. Would anybody like this? Okay. She was carrying this very expensive perfume. But then get what she does. She opens the bottle. They say that this perfume was called myrrh, which is a very beautiful fragrance back then, and very expensive. And they say that it was probably a one-year salary for this woman. So she comes in with her very, very best. And then she opens the bottle and then she starts to pour it on his head. She starts to pour it on Jesus. Pour it on his head. Then it says this, sorry. It says, some of the guests became furious. The religious people, of course. That's criminal. A sheer waste. This perfume could have been sold for well over a year's wages and handed to the poor. Some of they swelled with anger, harshly bursting with indignation over her. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why are you giving her a hard time? She's just done something wonderfully significant for me. You will have the poor with you every day for the rest of your life. Whenever you feel like it, you can do something for them. Not so with me. She did what she could when she could. Can you say that with me? She did what she could when she could. Say it again. She did what she could when she could. She did what she could when she could. She pre-anointed my body for burial. And you can be sure that whenever the whole world this message is, wherever in the whole world this message is preached, what she did is going to be talked about admiringly forever. This woman with the oil, the perfume, would never have imagined that her affection toward Jesus would now, 2,000 plus years later, still be being spoken about because of what she did. Because her life was one of a catalyst. Up the back, a... in the balcony. In the closest to heaven. In all our locations. She would never have thought tipping that perfume on Jesus, right? Get this, was preparing him for his death and his resurrection. and the salvation of the earth. I just wonder what you're going to do this year that's going to be added to the Bible. Because it says we're still writing the book. We are living epistles. We are living the story still today. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We are letting our light shine. I wonder what catalyst creating act you are going to do this year that's going to be spoken of for all of eternity. You know what? Billy Graham has gone to heaven now. It's a seed gone into the ground. But you know, Billy Graham wasn't the only one called to be a mighty man of God. I believe all of us in this room are called to be mighty men of God. No, I'm joking. Mighty women of God. All of us were called to be catalyst creators. Then there was another catalyst creator, and her name, she was the woman at the well. Now, the woman at the well, get this. The woman at the well had 5 divorces. So she had been with 5 men. Now she was with her 6th man. So would you agree with me, girls, that this woman probably had a few moral challenges? I would say a few moral challenges, maybe a few identity issues, maybe a few value issues, because she kept giving herself to all of these different men. So maybe at the 6th man, there was probably a lot of brokenness and a lot of pain, a lot of heartache. Would you agree with that? It's amazing, because she wasn't your candidate to be a catalyst creator, except she was one. Because have a look with me at the story. If we read it, we'll pick up a few verses in John chapter 4. It says this about the woman at the well. It said, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and she said to the people, come and see a man who has told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? And then they came out of the town and they made their way toward him. Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. So all of a sudden now you have a woman at a well who didn't really deserve to be a catalyst creator. But what happened? She encountered Jesus. When she encountered Jesus, all of a sudden, she becomes a catalyst creator. And do you know what, girls? I believe your life is called to be a catalyst creator. Then you have this beautiful, more modern day woman. Her name is Mother Teresa. I'm going to show you a little clip, and then I'll say something, because she's an amazing woman, was an amazing woman. Have a look at this little story. Okay, is that amazing? As I was preparing this, I came across, I thought of Mother Teresa, and I Googled her and I watched different clips of hers, which incidentally you should do just for an hour one day, because what an inspiring woman. But you know, girls, I want to say this to you. Mother Teresa is gone to eternity, but we're all still here. And I don't believe he wanted one Mother Teresa. I think he wants an army right across Africa who are going to commit to the message of loving one another and being catalyst creators. Woman with the camels, I mean, what is that? Woman with the oil, woman at the well, all of us are eligible to be a catalyst creator. And so, girls, in 2018, I want to ask us, can we be like this? Can we be the catalyst creators that God's called us to? So we've made it very practical. Because I think everybody wants to be a catalyst creator, but sometimes you're like, where do I begin? What do I do? Well, we've got a whole host of things where you can attach your strength and we can all be catalyst creators. So this is my lovely friend, Tam.
Hello. Hi. Hi, family.
Oh, see, she's so nice. She talks so calm and lovely. I'm like, rah, rah. And she's like, hello, family. Tam is from our Hillsong Church in Noosa. She finally has seen the light and come to the promised land of Africa. And Tam is going to be spearheading the Sisterhood Catalyst Creator causes this year. And so tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Okay, awesome. So we seriously are believing for mass mobilization of a sisterhood across South Africa because we gathered and because we've been equipped with this phenomenal word, right? And so the strategy is that we would gather in groups of like-minded people with like-minded girlfriends, like-minded interests, that type of thing. And whenever we gather, it wouldn't just be about friendship, although friendship is so important and so much a part of what we are about. But there would be a cause attached. That it would be a catalyst so creator group. And so on the screens, there's a whole lot of ideas for you. You may have ideas that you want to add to this, which is absolutely fine, by the way. But there are ideas for you if you want to jump in on some of the things. You could love drinking coffee or tea, in my case.
Yes.
And then you could just visit all of the coolest cafes in our city. And when you do, and while you're making your friends, leave a pay it forward coffee for the next person, right?
And they could take a whole group with them, hey?
Oh, absolutely.
You could take a group of girls, go to a cafe, all have coffee, encourage each other, and
absolutely.
Then pay it forward.
Oh, absolutely.
Pay and it forward for the next table or something and say, Jesus loves you.
Best. Best. And we're going to come up with a list of the coolest cafes
yeah.
in our cities across South Africa. You could be a cause runner because
oh.
we all just watched that Vision Sunday presentation
yeah.
and saw that group of friends
yes,
running
amazing.
A marathon for
amazing.
A cause. You could do that. You could train with your girlfriends. Run for whatever cause you like or the cause of sisterhood. You could be a businesswoman and you just want to connect with other businesswomen. You could do your lunch breaks together
yeah.
and do them with a bit more purpose. You could, we have books that we would love to recommend and you could just do good old-fashioned book club. Get together, have lunch, chat, spur each other on in the cause of Christ, right? There's one, oh, you could be an amazing cook. Okay, seriously, we would love to stock a freezer so that when girls are just doing it tough for whatever reason, we can bless them with a meal.
Yeah,
so
that's amazing.
That
that's
the
a
best?
Good one. Well done.
Best.
I love that one.
I feel like we need to highlight the come along sides because
come
it's for
sides.
Our four Redham students. Do you
oh,
think we
yes.
should?
Yeah, that's an amazing
I didn't do that
one.
In the first service. But we actually, as a church, sponsor four students to go to Redham, which is amazing.
It's but children who would never have the opportunity to be able to go to a school environment like this one. So all at our men's conference, they did a big donation where they've been able to sponsor four children. We've got two, I think there's two in Cape Town, two in Johannesburg, and so that's what we've been doing. So what we're asking for is this.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
What we're finding is the parent participation is quite high, and so it's not always something that those mums are able to do for our students. And so it is our staff are coming in that capacity. But wouldn't it be amazing if there were some women out here who could come alongside, be like an auntie and an uncle in that and just support those students, correspond with the school, teach a parent
yeah.
interviews, that type of
so
thing.
So it's almost like adopting one of the children and you just look after them throughout the year. So if they need 20 rand for a little lunch special or a little excursion, well, we've actually got the funds for that, so you don't actually need to pay for it. But it's just like, okay, I'm messing it up. You're doing it so much better. You tell
no,
them
no.
what they're doing.
No, that's it. That's what it is. So
yes, we're helping.
If that stirs your heart, just come and let us know.
Yeah.
We could create, you can be, we're not replacing their family. We're just coming alongside and enlarging the family.
Yes, amazing.
Okay?
Yeah.
Aunties and uncles. There's so much you could do. Look, if you're a closet crafter, or crocheter, look, I am, I'm just going to say, then you could get together around
Show
a craft
the little
table.
Crowns.
Look at
Show
these
the crowns.
Crowns. Look at these. I could teach you how to make those. And we could make them for our petite sisterhood and we could sell them. And then we could use the money for
yes,
amazing things.
Yes, because we're going to start a sisterhood shop.
Yeah, we are.
Which gives jobs for people.
Okay, there's heaps of stuff. If you want to find out more, then come and speak to us in the foyers. But there is a number that you should text. If, as they've rolled on, something's grabbed you, text that number over there.
44159. 44159. That's it.
Like an infomercial. But then we are going to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
And we are going to hopefully, in Jesus' name, change this nation.
Okay, give her a hand. But you know, we just wanted to make it practical today. So we're gathering, we're equipping, but we're also mobilizing all of our girls. So this is a short list. We've got Shine. There's so many other things that we're doing as well. But you might have something that you're already doing. You know what we'd love you to do is tell us, because we're going to make them all into groups and we're going to look at the strength and the breadth of our sisterhood. And I believe that we are going to be these mass catalysts creators in 2018, making a huge difference. And so you can SMS 44159, say it with me, 44159, tell us an idea you have or tell us which idea you'd like to get involved in. Just tell us. And we're going to really make a difference this year. And on your way out today, you're going to receive this special gift. It's a beautiful chocolate. It's a peanut cluster. So do not eat it if you are allergic to peanuts. But attached to it is a little Catalyst Creator card. And there's three things that we're going to do. We're going to pray, we're going to act, and we're going to share. So I want you to take that with you, because there's no point just speaking a message on our vision sisterhood and then everybody leaving. We've got to speak a message and then everybody be mobilized. So 44159, take your Catalyst Creator. And you know, the other thing we're going to do this year to mobilize is we're starting a leadership. It's called Girls Who Lead. It's a podcast. We'll do it once a month. Girls Who Lead. Today, I've got the honour of interviewing Siba, our beautiful Siba. Where is Siba? Oh, there's Siba. Siba, we love you. We honour you. What a woman. So I'm going to interview Siba today. But you know what? We want to gather stories of women who lead across our nation, because I think that's what girls in Africa could benefit from at the moment. And so I pray those catalyst creating ideas are going to help us in Jesus' name. Okay, so number one, we're going to be catalyst creator. Number two, we're going to be territory takers. Now, last week, we went into Portsmouth prison. Okay, it was amazing. And there was probably about 200 women in the room. Not probably, there was 203 women in the room. It was an amazing morning. As I looked out at these girls, I thought to myself, this is one room where the enemy has certainly tried to destroy their lives. Whether that be by their own choice, whether that be by injustices that have happened to them, that is irrelevant for us to judge. But what we are there to do is we are there to say, hey, devil, not today, devil, not on our watch. We are going to seriously take territory. So us going into Portsmouth prison last week, what were we doing? We were taking territory. Then at the prison, there was 95 decisions for Jesus. Amazing. Then we gathered all of these prayer requests. Okay, if you start to read these prayer requests, it would actually break your heart. You wouldn't believe it. And so, girls, it's a real thing. So we are called to take territory this year, wherever the territory might be. It could be in your universities. It could be in your schools. It could be in your families, gracious, kindly, lovingly taking territory. It could be with people in your workplace. It could be with cousins or aunts or uncles or communities. It could be in all kinds of settings. But I believe this year we have got to say, not today, devil, we are taking territory. So you know what we wanted to do with these prayer requests? requests. We wanted to pray for them. So can we put a hand toward them? We're taking territory. The enemy is not having any of these girls' lives. So we speak today the name of Jesus over every prayer request. We say, Lord Jesus, have your way in every life. The devil cannot have any of these women, Father, but they are yours. And Father, they are chosen. They are set apart to live for you. And Father, today I pray for every one of our sisters that you would respond to her prayer. You would respond to what it is she needs. And Lord God, we would see the goodness of God in the lives of these women, Father. Turn the situations around, we pray. And Lord, this year I pray that we would be the territory takers that you've called us to be. Have your way in every life in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Do you know the catalyst creating power of what happened last week when we went into Paulsmoor is now in the next month we're starting a Hillsong Church service in Paulsmoor Prison. I know. And we're actually starting it with the juvenile boys. But that happened because the sisters went in last week, were a catalyst creating power, and now we're able to take territory back. And I believe, you know, there's like 8,000 or so people in Paulsmoor Prison, probably more. And you know what? That is like God's domain. It is not the devil's domain. And so this year we're going to take territory. It says this in 1 Samuel. Listen to this. This is King David. Have a listen to what happened. 3 days later, David and his men arrived back in Ziklag. The Amalekites had raided the Negev and the Ziklag. They had torn Ziklag to pieces and they had burned it down and they had captured the women, the young and the old. 3 days later, It says they didn't kill anyone, but they drove them like a herd of cattle. By the time David and his men entered the village, it had been burned to the ground and their wives, sons and daughters all taken prisoner. David and his men burst out in loud wails. Okay, they wailed. They wept and they wept until they were exhausted after weeping. Have you ever wept like that? David's two wives, Ahimahu of Jezreel and Abigail, widow of Nabal of Carmel, had been taken prisoner along with the rest. And suddenly David was in even worse trouble because now the men were bitter over the loss of their families and they talked of stoning him. But David strengthened himself with trust in God and he ordered Abiathar and the priest, son of Abimelech, bring me the ephod so I can consult God. Abiathar brought it to David. Then David prayed to God, shall I go after these raiders? Can I catch them? The answer came, go, listen to this girls, go after them. Yes, you will catch them. Yes, you will make the rescue. And girls, I believe that's what God would say to us today. Go after the devil. Yes, you will capture him. And yes, we will make the rescue. So come on. We are going after. We're going to go after our sisters who are in trouble. We are going to go after people who need us. We are going to find the downtrodden. We are going to find those that are wealthy but are very lost. We're going to find the broken and the hurting. And we're going to take them. And we're going to actually see a rescue. Because I believe we are called this year to take territory. And everybody said. But listen to this. Listen what happened to David. It said that the worship team can come. It said that David wept. Okay, so he was disturbed. I think we've got to somehow allow the lost, broken humanity to cause us to be disturbed. And it said that he was strengthened in the Lord. So he actually was dependent on a greater power. It said that he prayed. He was obviously desperate. And it said that he took territory. So he was obviously determined. And so, girls, I believe we've got to be disturbed, dependent, desperate, and determined to take territory this year. And my final point is this. This year, 2018, number one, we're going to be a catalyst creator. Number two, we're going to be a territory creator. And number three, I believe we're going to be a revival maker. Come on. We're going to be a revival maker. You know the word revival, it actually means to reawaken. I believe God wants to reawaken us so that we can reawaken others. And if we're going to reawaken others, we've got to be spiritually potent. Everybody say potent. You know, the other night, Phil came to bed, got into bed. My husband, Phil, that's my husband. In case you're wondering, he got into bed with me. And what he had done is we had some mosquitoes in our room. And he had lathered his body in what is called peaceful sleep. I don't know why they call that peaceful sleep. Never put it on if you want to have a peaceful sleep. Because I was telling him, I cannot sleep in this bed with you. I'm putting pillows between us, blankets over my head. It was like so, so potent. And I feel like that kind of potency, that was a bad potency. But I believe, girls, we're called to be potent with a good potency. And you know the word potent, it means this. It means powerful and strong and vigorous and mighty and formidable and influential and commanding and dynamic and forceful. And girls, I believe our sisterhood in 2018 is actually called to be spiritually potent. So how are we going to be spiritually potent? I believe the key is in Galatians chapter 5, and it says this. It says, Galatians 5, so I say to you girls, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, isn't that true? And the Spirit, what is contrary to the flesh. And they are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Can we say that? Since I live in the Spirit, let me keep in step with the Spirit. Since I live in the Spirit, let me keep in step with the Spirit. And do you know, girls, I believe this year, if we live in the Spirit, so what does that mean? Well, I believe it means this year, girls of sisterhood, we're going to stay in the Word this year. We're going to encourage one another this year. We're going to stay planted in the house of God this year. We're going to speak life over each other this year. We're going to fast and pray this year. We're going to stand our ground this year. We're going to get rid of compromise this year. We're going to pray in the Spirit this year. We're going to put our hand to the plow this year. And we're not going to look back this year, but we're going to keep growing this year. And 2018, we're going to be catalyst creators this year. We're going to be territory takers, and we're going to be revival makers.
Thanks for joining us. If you just made a decision to follow Jesus, we just want to say a big congratulations. This is the beginning of an amazing relationship. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and send it to a friend that you know will be blessed. You're always welcome to join us for Sunday services happening across South Africa. Find out where and when on hillsong.co.za. We can't wait to meet you.